Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey, bitch, what is your whole deal? Hey, bitch, just tell us how you feel. You wished for a sign from above. Well, here's a podcast about boy sex, fucking, dating, and love. Seek treatment if you're boring as fuck. Seek treatment if you're unlucky in love.
Cat and Pat. And now it don't mean a thing. God loves fucking embarrassing.
Oh,
watch as I crucify my shell.
Hey. It's Kitty Cat Cappuccinista.
It's Patrick Owen Regan hyphen Cappuccinista.
And this is Psych Treatment, a podcast about boys, sex, fucking dating,
and love, mate.
I have to shout out one of the funniest jokes I've ever heard in my life.
Oh, I'm excited.
During my Australia-New Zealand tour, I saw a friend of the pod, Guy Montgomery.
Oh, I miss him.
Who we need to have on. And I saw him do a stand-up set, and he has a joke about corduroy pants. And he goes, ribbed for my pleasure.
Oh, I love him so
much.
That's
an amazing joke.
He's like, really special.
Why has someone not said that before?
You know who his humor is kind of similar to me?
Who?
Adam Hass.
Yeah, they are both really funny.
Yeah. And I miss them both.
Yeah, totally. Guy just got engaged.
Oh, he got engaged.
Yeah.
I miss him and I miss Becky Lucas.
Oh, she's pregnant.
Shut the front door.
I was supposed to see
how did Shut the Front Door become like the comedic moment?
The main one. There's so many other things to shut.
It was the moment. Like, Shut the Front Door was the moment. I'm surrounded by Australians lately.
There's so many here. You know why? This is like the only place they can get to.
I go.
Their country is, I say this with so much love, it is the farthest place you could ever imagine.
Yeah. I could see myself with an Australian.
I couldn't see myself with an Australian.
Yeah, I could see myself with a Euro even, because I'm intellectual.
I literally can only see myself with like swamp monsters.
Did you see that I sent you my essays?
I did. I can't wait to read them.
I'm excited for you to read them.
I'm excited to read them.
Yeah. I'm leaning back into being intellectual.
After the thirst trap yesterday? The thirst trap mishap?
Yeah.
Now that's the title of an episode.
Yeah.
Thirst trap mishap.
That's the episode. That's the title. It's like the craxident.
Yeah.
Episodes.
I was just, well, first of all, shout out. We need to have on the pod is I love the HBO Girls Rewatch pod.
Yes, they need to have us on their pod though.
I know, I went on.
Victor Carlesi went on when he was staying with me.
They're
but I was
in New York.
But remember Victor stayed with me in New York?
Uh-huh.
And then he goes to me, I'm recording a podcast tomorrow, and I go, which one? He goes, HBO Girls Rewatch, and I go, they never had me on.
They would love to have you on. They love you.
Well, they're being cool about it.
Well,
I always remember the first time I met, literally the first time I met Naomi Aperian. We like first vibed out in the UCB East bar, but like we had met one time before.
Such a sad, what am I trying to say? A scary room.
It reminds me of JFL. The hot chicks room.
You know, I love JFL now, and I don't care that I was never ever selected for new faces, and that was their choice to make.
And I was selected only once I had written two seasons of an Emmy winning television show.
So if you're out there and you're about to do your 5 to 7 of characters, know that.
Yeah.
You got this.
You got a couple statuettes to win before they choose. Yeah. I met Naomi once before. It was in the green room of Littlefield after broad gaze. Remember Bowen and Sam used to do it?
Oh my God.
And yeah. I always got a very small part. Actually, remember me and Sam Tucker used to be enemies like forever ago.
I know. How weird is that?
And it kind of stemmed
now from... Now it's like you're closer than ever.
I know. It kind of stemmed from broad gaze. And like, but anyways, I was like in
broad
the green
gaze,
room.
That really takes me back. That was like 20, what, 17, 18?
No, 16. Because I was 16. Like very newly sober. I was not sober. So maybe 2015 even. And then I was very newly sober.
Oh, wow.
And I, and they would have a female comic open. And so Naomi opened and she came back and I thought she was so funny. And I was like, oh, you're so funny. And she was like, oh, thank you. And I was like, the gays are all obsessed with you. And she goes, they're cool about it.
It's so funny.
When someone says that, you know, when someone like doesn't seem like you and someone else tells you they're obsessed with you, it's the funniest response. Like, oh, they play it cool.
Yeah, that, I feel that way all the time. I'm like, oh, she loves you. I'm like,
yeah.
That's amazing. I wanted to say something to you is that I wish my jeans were the color of your jeans.
I love the color of these jeans. I got them at
They're so like all American. Like,
I'm becoming
indigo.
I'm slowly becoming the face of APC Silver Lake specifically.
It's such an expensive store to buy from.
I know, but it's not like I go shopping every day. I go shopping like once every 2 months.
I go shopping every day.
Yeah. I don't know where I'm going to go shopping with Bobby.
Oh, yeah. You guys should.
Yeah.
That was so funny.
Yeah. She
I'm
is
still, I'm still
beyond.
Like, I'm still like recover, like, I'm still processing her one liners. Like, she's so
could,
funny.
Don't you think if I could hang out with her every day, I can get my head back on straight?
Yes, yes. Yeah. I think she is an incredibly grounding force.
Yeah.
And she's so real and so funny. I love her.
Real raw.
She's family.
She's real raw and uncut.
Yeah.
Do you have never hooked up with an uncut guy?
That's crazy.
Yeah. If they're obsessed with me, they're cool about it.
If you're an uncut guy looking to get your dick sucked by, if you want to show someone your uncut cock and yeah. have them been like, oh my God.
I actually can't imagine sucking an uncut cock.
It happens all the time.
I'm sure it does, especially in European nations.
The thing is, when it's hard, you can't tell the difference.
Oh, interesting.
Because it's like the skin, like.
Yeah, but I still think you would be able to tell the difference. Do you remember the Friends episode? One of our main things we do here on this podcast is talk about a random Friends episode.
To Kareem, have you seen Friends?
That was, to this day, the hardest I've ever laughed. Was hearing myself. I miss him so much.
I know.
What a special, special person.
I'm so connected to him.
Me too.
You know, he's having a baby.
Oh, my God.
I know. People are really doing the damn thing.
People are doing the damn thing between Kareem and Becky Lucas.
Two most special people. I'm glad they're bringing people into the world.
Yeah. But there was an episode of Friends where, this is a Friends Rewatch podcast where we don't watch the episodes, but when it comes up, we say what the episode was, where Joey was going in for an audition for, like, a World War II soldier, mm-hmm. and he was playing a Catholic Italian, maybe, at the time, but because they wanted to be, the auditioners wanted to be historically accurate, he had to show full frontal in the audition, and they wanted it to be historically accurate so that, apparently an Italian at that time would absolutely be uncut. So they were only looking at uncut people for the role. So Monica took it on as a project to make different foreskins.
I don't remember this at all.
And have him try on each one. And there was one that was like silly putty and there was one that was like baloney. And he would have to try on each one and see which one seemed like the realest uncut cock.
You wouldn't be a good judge of that, would you?
I would be like, it's all.
You'd never be able to cast that production.
I would never be able to cast it. Well, Monica would pull one over on me.
Have I told you my
Monica would have me
if
cast
I had a nickel.
Monica would have me casting someone cut.
You know, have I told you about this first time I saw an uncut cock?
No.
It was the first time I went to the Edinburgh Fringe in 2013.
I'm sure that's a lot of people's experience.
Totally. And I was there with this girl I went to high school with who let me feel her boob job, which was cool.
That's so 2003 to be like, feel my boob job. Do you know what I mean?
I was like, let me feel your boob job, girl.
2003 was all about a woman being like, feel my boobs. They're fake.
Yeah, yeah. But this, I actually said 2013.
I know what you said.
Oh, okay.
And I'm saying that even that, it was like harkening back to 2003.
Totally.
And now we're,
it's
actually
hard.
A beautiful symmetry because now it's 2023. It was 10 years ago. 10 years ago, you harkened back to 10 years prior to when women were saying, feel my boobs are fake.
We're 20 years old from women saying, feel them.
I love fake tits.
I don't like them at all.
I'm getting my daughter fake tits for like
her, oh my God.
Her literal 15th. I'm going to be like, this was going to be for your sweet 16, but girl, congrats.
I can't imagine going under the knife voluntarily.
I can for a Brazilian butt lift.
Oh, right. Of course. Well, you know, I want, of course, lipo over my whole body.
Well, these jeans essentially.
Just kidding. I love myself.
These jeans essentially.
I really do love myself.
Yeah.
But I'm only human.
Yeah.
And I look at pictures when I was 30 pounds thinner and I'm like, wouldn't be the worst thing in the world.
Do you know what I'm going to prescribe you?
Huh?
listening to Olivia Pretty Isn't Pretty on repeat.
Okay. How many times? How many hours a day?
You're going to want to listen to it four times.
Okay. Thank you so much,
So you could do that in about 10 minutes.
Thank you, doctor.
Got a bunch of makeup trying to cover up my face.
I don't like that. I don't like that song because it's trying too hard.
I started to skip lunch.
But then I have to be like, Catherine, she's like a young girl. Like, let her do that.
Yeah. And it also like is a bop.
It's not a bop to me.
So for me, like the ones that like you don't think are bops but are bops are Pretty Isn't Pretty and Making the Bed is like
making the
realest
really good
thing in the world.
Me who's been making the bed.
I got the things I wanted. It's just not what I imagined. And the music cuts out for that line.
You know
by
what
the
I,
way.
You
oh,
know
by,
what
by I, the way, the music has cut out.
You know what else the music cuts out? Is she, when she pushes it, is at the beginning of Get Him Back.
So what I don't like
she's
about...
Like,
so to me,
and you don't think it's starting,
and you know I love Get Him Back.
I know,
but I also
not anymore.
What I feel about Get Him Back is that I don't like when they play with humor. Like I don't like when Olivia plays with humor.
Same, I say that's my job.
Yeah, stay in your lane.
You're taking my... jobs from musical comedians.
Stay out of my work streams. Yeah. So
my income streams.
So it starts off by a guy being like 1, 2, 3. Is this the one with the drums?
I hate
I got
that.
Him at a guy last
I
summer
hate
and I
when
left
it,
him last
it's,
spring.
You know what that is? It harkens back to Colby Calais, Can You Count Me In?
Yes. And then secondly,
Can You Count Me In?
And then the piece ends with Olivia saying, I got him really good.
Yeah, you know I like it though when Taylor kind of does it.
I love when Taylor plays with humor.
I know. Why is it different? It's different.
It hits different.
But you know what's interesting? First of all, I loved the movie we saw last night. Shout out to Eileen. Thomasin McKenzie, talent beyond belief. She's so fucking
yes,
good.
And
I hope I said her name right.
Yeah.
She's so talented. It's crazy. She looks so beautiful. The costumes, the set, like it was shot so exquisitely.
I remember what I said. I leaned over you and said, because there was, and I won't spoil, but there is a like Boston mother in it who is under duress and she's like a lunatic screaming.
Yeah.
And I leaned over and I said, she is a Sarah Sherman character.
I know. I told Greg and Amy that they were dying. You're like, she really is.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Sarah Sherman coded.
Oh my God.
Eileen is Sarah Sherman coded.
I would watch Sarah Sherman do stand up like
she's
for
the
three
most amazing
hours.
Woman in the world.
Yeah. 3 hours. I would
she's
watch.
One of the only funny people
we
on earth.
We have to have her back on here because like the audio was so bad during her second an episode.
I know.
And it was actually like a banger.
She's top tier people who make me giggle.
Yeah.
You, Amy, you, Chelsea, Sarah.
I need to spend more time
Megan,
with Chelsea.
She's the funniest ever.
She could be my friend here.
She would love to be a friend here.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? Oh, playing with
you,
humor.
Oh, you have to get the read on her.
What I was going to say is at the movies.
You have to get the read on what our other friend told me about the garden end.
Yeah. I will get the read on that.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Did you notice that I feel like 3 out of the 4 movies we saw trailers for before Eileen last night had Olivia songs from the same album? It's like, okay.
Oh, really? It is a big album.
It's kind of like, okay.
Yeah. I don't agree with Get Him Back being in the mean. Oh, wait. So here's interesting. I don't want to give too much away here.
Yeah.
So, but I must.
And
this is a serialized podcast. You know my gym crush.
Uh-huh. This is Adnan. This is Adnan Syed's podcast.
But it's not the same gym crush. It is the same gym crush, but it's not the level crush.
Is it Popcorn Target?
It's Popcorn Target, but to remind listeners from last episode, he's not a level of crush where he would prohibit me leaving the gym if that's what I feel is right for me and my mental health. but he directs promos.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't always know what that means because I'm kind of like...
I don't.
Well, isn't it cutting them together? Do you know what I mean? Like, how do you direct something that's ultimately clips?
What's a promo?
Like, the trailers that we watched even last night are promos.
Oh,
they're
a trailer.
They're promos for the movie. A trailer. Yeah, a trailer.
I keep saying, do you guys like the commercials we saw for the movie?
I do think he used the word promo, though, and he
when
did...
I hear promo, all I think is like, hey, I'm Adam Driver, and I'm hosting SNL this week.
I know. I think of my job, my first job ever doing promos at Showtime. When I walked,
I know,
when
you're
Cruz spoke, and Robbie
so
Hoffman said,
people
that,
be like, do you want to do SNL? I'm like,
Robbie
not
Hoffman
anymore.
Is like, everything you say, she's like, that's not true. I was like, I was closeted. She's like, no, you weren't closeted.
I
was like, I'm friends with the person. She's like, you're not friends. She's like, what are you talking about friends? You were never friends.
Go.
I'm a little bit stronger than him.
Oh, physically. That's cool. It's cool that you couldn't know that.
I know.
It's cool that Brian could probably kill
I'm like
me with
literally
his bare hands
exactly
if you want.
5 pounds stronger than him, and that like I'll look what he's doing if I'm not sure if you haven't done this particular rep scheme. I'm like, what's he doing? I could probably throw on 5 pounds.
The way that I don't know. But you know that I'm actually really strong.
I'm so strong.
We're gonna go to the gym together in Denver.
Yeah. And know that we'll probably be even stronger than we seem because the altitude might affect us.
Right.
And we're gonna go to a gay bar in Denver.
But it's not that altitude-y in Denver.
It's 5,000 feet about.
Not nothing, is it?
Yeah. like it's the same as Boulder, and pros train in Boulder year round for the altitude.
I met a guy. Yeah, we'll go to a gay bar.
Is it near Crested Butte, Breckenridge?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's an
I don't know how far apart they are actually.
Crested Butte is where Emma Coburn's from, a world champion in the women's steeplechase, whose husband coaches mm-hmm. her, and her husband's name is Joe Bossard, and he started a training group around his wife when they left legendary Colorado coach Mark Wetmore, and now it's mostly women, and they call themselves the Boss Babes.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh.
And all the girls from Bowerman, remember the Burrito Girls group?
What? Oh, Burrito, my favorite thing. The only running lore I can remember.
Her group was called the Bowerman Track Club, and those girls first started calling themselves the Bowerman Babes, and then the Bossard girls started calling themselves the Boss Babes. But now there's been an exodus from Bowerman since Burrito Gate.
Oh, right.
Four
Bowermans have become bosses.
Have become Boss Babes, including my two favorites.
That reminds me of...
And one of my two favorites lives in LA now, and she's coming to my next show!
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, actually, shout out to Mike Kelton's wedding. Best yeah. food at a wedding I've ever had.
Though I will say, like, I'm in this phase of my life where I keep being placed back in a room with, like, so many UCB people from my past that I famously feel disconnected from.
Huh. What else?
I don't know.
Well,
it's just always is happening.
I think you're reconnecting now that you're, like,
well,
in LA.
You know, I have to shout out. I went to Caroline Cotter. I was going to go to Caroline Cotter's show.
How is she?
I love her so much.
I remember you guys were so close.
Yeah, she's really special. She's so funny. She was doing her show at UCB, and then in classic UCB form, they emailed her. She's promoted it. She's, you know, there's a four-person cast. This has been written. She's rehearsed this for months. They emailed her 2 hours before and said, we couldn't find a tech show. It's canceled.
No.
So she did it in my other friend Joey Greer's backyard.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and I went to watch, and that was like, I was...
What is wrong with
I was like surrounded by UCB people.
Yeah.
Not that that's good or bad, but it just is.
I was never in as deep as you.
I was in so deep.
I know. I looked to you and I was like, he's the king of UCB.
I was mother god.
You were you were begging me to make you chicken parm.
Yeah.
Okay, wait, we haven't done it. What I love about mother god is just like her being like, alcohol is medicine.
Yeah.
It's like
and a girl being like, if you, and mother god was using her, you know, her tools, alcohol, marijuana.
Yeah. I love it. She's in ethereal meeting right now. It might yeah. look like she's sleeping, but she's actually in ethereal meeting.
Yeah.
So I'm going to find myself in ethereal meeting a yeah. lot this winter break.
Oh, my favorite. Okay, so the hot girl from the affluent areas of Florida.
Yes.
Another funny thing she said was she was like, I got there and Mother God said, you know you're an archangel, right? And I said, yeah, I know. And I was like, you didn't know.
I just love, like, that is my favorite. I just love that kind of content. Like, I love people's brains. Like, people are so.
Sanity is so fragile.
Sanity is ice. It's
Did
glass.
You watch the Sarah Lawrence?
That's the best one.
That's the one that's really like sanity so far.
That's the one that is like, how did anyone let this happen? Like,
I know.
Oh, I mean.
Sometimes lately I feel like Felicia.
Which one's that?
She's like the literal doctor who like.
Oh my God. You are not like that. And nothing but love to her.
Yeah. Like.
Oh my God.
Sometimes lately I feel like.
That
you know,
was so. Actually, now that I'm thinking, that was so dark.
You know, at the end when she's there like asking her a question after she's left and she's like, well, then he said this. So I said. This isn't true. I'm sorry. I'm just hearing his voice in my head.
I've had chills.
She's like,
that was really good acting.
It. Thank you. I'm actually an amazing actress.
I know you are.
Yeah.
You can do whatever you want.
Though I probably won't book the smile too.
What if you do?
That would be so funny. Because it's not a comedic role at all.
But they don't. No one knows what they want.
I know.
That's the
I'm
thing.
Sure I would have heard by now.
I met a guy.
And in the summer when I left him in
Mother
the spring.
God was amazing. I feel like I watched another one recently. That
I haven't
amazing.
Watched Twin Flames.
Oh, it's so good. But Twin Flames for me, like, it's so funny. Brian texted me and he was like, have you watched this new documentary, Twin Flames? I was like, honey, I listen to the podcast and I watch both documentaries.
Yeah.
So yeah, I've seen Twin Flames. We're Jeff and Shalia.
Jeff and Shalia.
That's the couple.
Oh,
that's
see,
the couple
I see.
In charge.
I know. It's hard for me because I'll tell you later.
Sure. It's crazy.
But anyways, what are you doing? When are you flying out?
I'm going to the airport right after this.
Wow. When's your flight?
4:15.
Okay.
I can't wait.
I have to say, if I'm ever going to do first, it's always going to be on the way out of LAX. Because Delta, LAX first, there's nothing like it. You have your own entrance. You don't take your shoes
wait,
off.
Wait, what?
You don't go through security.
Wait, what?
They elevator you straight to the lounge.
Wait, what are you talking about?
You are... At that point, Beyonce. Like, if
wait,
you're flying,
I've never known this.
It's Delta first class specifically.
What do you mean there's
LAX,
no security?
You literally go in a different door.
I've like, never heard
this,
about
they're
this.
They're like, right this way, Mr. Vegan. I'm like, no. Okay. They're like, don't even have a need to take your shoes off.
So from LA, so if you get on a Delta first class flight from LAX.
From LAX. But it's not like that from other airports. Like JFK, you do Delta first class, you're one of everyone else.
I'm one of everyone else today.
Yeah. And so anyways.
It's okay. I'm excited though. I just like ready to.
I'm ready to be out of town again for a bit, even though I can't tell what would make me feel good, because like for a while I was like, I'm traveling too much, it's making me feel bad. But now I'm like, I'm here too much, it's making me feel bad.
You can't win with that kind of thing.
You absolutely can't win.
Wherever you go.
One time
there you are.
One time today at therapy, I monologued to my therapist for 12 minutes and he said, you said a lot of profound things.
You always say profound things.
Thank you.
You're very wise.
You would get along with my therapist, you think so?
How old is he?
He's probably around like low 40s, but he revealed to me today.
Uh-huh.
I've always known he was partnered.
Yeah.
And open with his partner.
Interesting. Gay or straight?
Gay.
Okay.
And he revealed to me today that they have a kid. Like, but we've been seeing each other for like 5 months.
What's wrong with that?
No, it's just like, it changes everything.
Sure, sure.
And yeah.
That's great. I love that.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. I've been doing EMDR.
Oh, I tried to do it and like, it wasn't going to work.
It's been so intense, but it's so intense that I've been like dreading doing it.
I'm hoping my breath work will kind of achieve the same results.
Sure. You know what I forgot to do yesterday was thank the doctors at Mount Sinai for saving my life.
Yeah.
Today I started crying while I was driving because the doctors saved my life.
Oh my God.
I was driving and it was like the sun was rising and it was like early in the morning and like Lana was playing.
Where
and I
were
was,
you
like,
going so early?
I left my laptop at Chelsea's house and I had to go pick it up. So I had to go like to West Hollywood.
Well, that's almost good that you were so early because the traffic probably was not.
That's
bad.
Why I was like, the second I wake up, I'm going to go.
Yeah.
And I drove Greg's car, which was nice. But then I was just like crying. I was like, it's one of those things where like I let such little things bother me. And then I feel so crazy that they ever bothered me. And then I feel guilty for like letting anything detract from this amazing feeling of being alive.
Yeah.
Like the doctors saved my life. Yeah. It wasn't that dramatic, but shout out to Mount Sinai.
Yeah.
Like it was amazing.
That's why I love Grays. They play God, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, God was played.
Oh, by the way, the doctors have the God complexes.
Well, my doctor booked the role of God and saved my life. It was just so major, like what they can do with medicine.
Yeah.
Just to think that like I'm already feeling so normal again and it hasn't even been a year.
Yeah.
It's literally been, so it was August 1st, September, October, November, December. It's been 4 months, basically.
Yeah.
And I'm already like completely touring the world.
I know. It's crazy.
I just feel so lucky. I feel so blessed. Thank you for everyone who cares.
Yeah.
And who doesn't. And if anyone, you know what, now, if someone doesn't care, I picture them being hugged by someone they love.
Yeah.
Because Tara Brach taught me that.
I will say that I don't know what's made me think of this, but I went to my cousin's wedding this weekend. It was the first time I had like the kind of experience at a wedding where people talk about where I was like, it actually is beautiful.
It is so.
I was watching them dance and I was like, this is so beautiful, actually.
Oh, what'd you feel?
I kind of just felt like they just really always know they can count on each other.
Yeah.
And that's so nice.
That's what I was telling you, like being in the hospital with Brian. I was like, I can't believe I just feel so safe with this person and like they're going to be with me no matter what.
Yeah.
And I hope I can.
The only person?
Hmm.
The only person besides you I feel like I can count on no matter what is my sponsor.
That's so nice.
He's my best friend besides you.
That's amazing.
He's literally so important to me.
I'm so happy you found him. How long have you guys been together?
Well, we've been kind of on and off.
Sure.
Well, because we like met like probably 5 years ago in a diner so randomly.
Does he live in New York?
He does. Okay. And like, and we started working together for a bit. And then we just were like kind of far apart in the city and I wasn't seeing him as much as I wanted. And I kind of was like, maybe I'll try someone else. And then I actually worked with Paige. From yesterday.
Yes.
Then we do it together and that wasn't quite a match. And I would still call my sponsor and be like.
That's so interesting. Like, I really wanted to hear more about that. When you feel safe.
And I would call my old one still sometimes when I had like questions I was afraid to ask Paige about because like it was scary.
Yeah.
And then like, and then I will say I kind of had like a really rough end of the year last year and I really felt the need to like
Where were we this time last year?
I know exactly where I was. I had just come to shoot Hacks season 3.
Uh-huh.
And that was like,
oh, right.
You were at Lana Del Rey's healer's house.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. And I drove from LA to Vegas to Colorado.
I was really excited about
it. With my Keurig in my rental.
I was really excited about one thing, but very fearful about another.
Yeah.
And then I called up my sponsor. I was like, my old sponsor. I was like, can we like have dinner, and we did. And then I was like, let's just like work together again.
That's great.
And then ever since then, we've talked literally almost every single day. And there have been so many ups and downs this year. And he's just like seen each one.
That's amazing.
I know.
It's so nice to have a friend.
I know.
I actually started crying 2 days ago because I've been crying a lot, I guess.
Me too.
I was sitting with Amy in the car and I was just like, if I didn't have a friend like Amy, like, I don't know what I would do. And then I like couldn't help it. I started sobbing. She's like, it's okay. It's okay. Yeah. I was like, the way she takes care of me is crazy. And the way that she understands me and what we do is just like so hard to find.
Yeah.
And that she's known me for so long.
Yeah.
Like we've been friends since we were like 20.
Yeah. That's crazy.
I met her my junior year. So yeah, I was 20.
I have to remember. Oh, I never told you this because like we were off. We were on our hiatus, but you know, so when I did my shows in New York in November.
Where'd you do them?
Chelsea Music Hall. It was actually just one, but it was for like New York Comedy Festival.
Oh yeah, how was that?
It was actually so fun.
Yeah.
Homecoming King. Yeah, and like I will say it was like a fun vibe because Alex English had done the show before me and
he's so funny.
Yeah. And his whole crew was like in the green room for some reason. I got there, but in a not annoying way. There was like 40 people that were friends
with him. I really like him.
And then I just like girled out with him and Marie Faustin for so long.
Another genius.
Yeah. I showed them all sorts of things.
I bet you did.
And then
Americans.
But I had been to Long Island the day before because my parents wanted to celebrate my birthday because it was like soon after. And my mom was like, why don't you invite your friends? And I was like, Sutton's Jackie, name them.
Can you show me that clip?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
What do I search?
Literally Sutton, name them. Sutton, Kyle, name them.
Sutton, Kyle, name them.
And so I ended up
Cleem,
inviting.
By the way, Cleem. Cleem worked yesterday.
So I invited Keith and Maureen, who you know well. And mm-hmm. I invited a couple of my other high school friends randomly. And only one of them came. And it was like literally one of my favorite people in the world. This guy I went to high school with straight. We hadn't really. I guess I never really took inventory of the fact that like. When I was 25, I came out. Then I was, like, hugely an addict. And I literally just cut ties with everyone from my past because it was, like, too hard to explain.
Yeah.
So I kind of never thought about how that would come off to them. And then, like, so we were talking and he was talking about how we lost touch or whatever. And he got married in May and I was at their wedding. And which, by the way, at their wedding, our other high school friend, I go, I haven't seen you since, like, in, like, 10 years. And he was like, no, I saw you in 2015 walking around Greenpoint covered in blood. And I said, uh-huh. Where have you been? And you didn't know. And then you like ran away.
Oh my
God. That was
God.
Like that year for me. So anyways, then.
It's so amazing what you've done. I hope you know that.
So then I was talking to my other friend and his wife about how we lost touch. And he was like saying how we were talking about like coming out or whatever. And he was like, I always knew you were gay. I was like, I never cared. And I was like, oh, good, good. And you know, and he. And he was like, I was like, did everyone else? He's like, hey, wouldn't try. I was always like, Regan's gay. And
Regan's
and
gay.
And they'd be like, no, he's not. I'm like, he's gay. And then he was like member at the Brown Invitational, which is like this away cross country meet where you like get a hotel room. It's like you, it's like you stay in a hotel overnight and it's like you're four like people like share a room.
Oh, so
he's
fun.
Like, remember it's me, you, Robin, Tavernese. No one wanted to share a bed with you. Remember? No one wanted to share a bed, but I did. I didn't care. And it was like a nice moment, but it was also like, I didn't clock it at the time. You know what I mean?
It's one of those backhanded compliments.
Yeah. I know. It's so
That's
funny.
That's so funny.
I know.
You're like, thank you.
Thank you for.
It was so like, yeah, hard. Well, I was planning on sucking their dick if they got next to me. So
1,010.
1,000 plus 10.
I was like,
10.
whoever gets this bed is getting a blowjob tonight, by the way.
Okay, so let's. So is this a new clip?
It's from like a month ago.
Okay. I saw my friend in distress, upset. I go over there, and then you say, you insert yourself. By the way, you.
By the way, fuck you.
Rude. You have a habit of losing your in ridiculous circumstances, too.
I didn't know the blonde one.
Wait.
Name him.
That what?
Name him.
Well,
name
what you did was ridiculous.
Name him.
Not having.
Name
well, be quiet. So name let me talk. Jesus.
You want things?
Name him.
What's that voice?
She's like Southern.
She's Southern.
Don't
name
him. Okay, actually.
Name him.
Are you okay?
Name
him. Stop doing that. You're being incredibly.
Stop
incredibly
doing that.
Rude.
How am I being rude?
Well, if you don't see that.
I don't understand the word rude.
You want me to get a dictionary?
asking you to name.
Then be quiet and I will, please.
Name the circumstances.
When you didn't have a gift at Lisa Rinna's house, and then you had to say your ugly leather pants, you lost your there. You're upset because you're jealous.
Jealous of what? Your ugly pants.
Jealous of what? Your ugly leather pants?
No.
Oh, you lost your in Lake Tahoe. I was going to leave this morning. Seriously.
Oh my gosh, she Jade rolling?
You lost your at the show?
Are you upset that they didn't ask you to go up there when
no.
you were there?
You kidding me?
I don't have
nothing to do with that.
Well, maybe a little something.
No.
Oh, because this started because they were at Magic Mike out in Vegas. Wait, this is so funny.
Okay, I'm going to pause.
So they were at... It's funny because when this comes out, this will be fully 2 months past, but like... It's still fun, but like
that's more topical than we usually.
We just talked about the episode of Friends where Monica made foreskin for Joey. So they were at Magic Mike as a cast for Crystal Minkoff's birthday, and Erika Jayne is friends with some of the cast of Magic Mike in Vegas, and so she had arranged for some of the ladies to be brought on stage and like get lap dances and stuff. So Sutton wore pants because she probably wanted to get like. Like, she didn't wear a dress specifically because she's like, I might get pulled on stage and absolutely railed by one of these Magic Mike guys. And she bought, like, a wad of, like, dollar bills. And then she didn't get, like, selected as one of the women. And then she all of a sudden was literally so morally opposed to what was going on stage. And she stormed out and said she just didn't agree with it. But she also was clearly, like, pilled out. And then people, like, had to chase her and be like, what's going on? And she's like, I'm on the board of the ballet. I can't be involved. Like, this is not right. This just isn't right.
I love that.
So that's kind of what caused that scene.
And then when
they tried to meet later, there's a really funny conversation because like Kyle and Sutton, like they tried to fix that argument. It didn't work out. And then Kyle was FaceTiming this woman, Dorit, later, who's kind of her lackey. And Kyle was like, I go, what's going on with you? And she goes, what's going on with you? And then Dorit says, that sounds like a threat, Kyle.
Oh my god!
I know.
What a world. What a world we live in.
Oh, what a world.
Oh, I think to myself. What a wonderful world.
I don't care about Bravo anymore lately.
I never cared about it.
The culture has gotten boring to me.
Why?
I just think it used to be fun escapism, and now it's like, it's too germane to the cultural conversation. Like, everyone's like...
Germane is the word
of the year. You can't just watch it anymore. You have to be like...
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Engaged. What was the one Bravo thing I was into?
Southern Charm, Below Deck.
No, I don't like Below Deck. I watched...
You watched Southern Charm for a bit.
I watched Southern Charm, and then I watched... I watched the new New York, which I didn't talk to you about.
Yeah, you know, I didn't watch that for months.
This is Pope, it was during our hiatus. What'd you say?
I didn't watch that for months, and then I finally did.
During our hiatus, I watched it.
Yeah, me too.
And I loved it, and I ate it up.
I was really not expecting to like it, and I really liked it.
Okay,
I
had such we haven't talked about it. First of all, I'm obsessed with Jenna.
I have such a soft spot for her.
She's amazing.
It's like, no, never have I been on someone's side more when they were like, I would like to fly first class.
A million and ten.
Yeah.
I was like, you should all be flying first class, bitch.
And it's like, even if you're like, I'm going to fly coach to the girls, but I would never be like, I don't understand why you'd want to fly first.
Yeah. Why are they playing dumb?
I know. And then.
Who was your least favorite?
So,
you know who grew on me?
Who?
Was Mrs.
So she did not Mrs. grow Jessel. On me.
Well, at the beginning, I was like, this girl is the worst person I ever met.
You know, my friend dated her in his 20s.
No.
Yeah.
What friend? And they date, so straight man.
Straight man, of course.
What did he say?
He said, name him.
He
said he watched one like scene and was like, this is exactly who she was always going to be.
Really?
Yeah, I'll ask him if it's okay if I said that, but I'm sure it is.
Wow. Well, I was like Team Pavitt at the end. I'm like, let this guy do his thing.
Yeah, she just annoyed me so much.
Well, she's...
I had the benefit of watching it outside, like, because I watched it so much later. It was like outside the cultural conversation. So I got to really, truly form my own opinions. I actually really liked Psy, who I understand was like kind of a villain.
You can't like Psy.
I really liked Psy.
I don't like her.
And then, yeah, I'm like the only one I've met who does. But I love, so my favorite was Jenna and my second favorite was Brynn.
Yeah, I like Brynn. Well, I have to say Brynn towards the end was annoying me. Her like fake like hitting on Jenna. I'm like, what is this?
I know. But I just thought she was like, I actually think she is funny.
She is, and she's beautiful.
Yeah, she is beautiful. And I actually really liked some of her looks.
Yeah, she had really good looks, I was going to say.
And I'm not a fashion person.
No.
I know.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You know what makes eating easier, like, every day? Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals.
Wait, you know I've been using it for months.
I know, you're obsessed with it, and I am so happy.
Because contrary to popular belief, I'm actually not a chef, and no matter what anyone in this town tells you, and that means LA and, of course, includes New York, like, I am actually not a chef, and I don't understand how to clean things after I use them. So what's been so crazy and good about getting Factor every week is that I literally feel like I'm eating a full meal. I save money because otherwise, you know, I'm going straight to UberEats.com and spending $40 to $400 on a wrap, which is the only thing you can do. And so to have feel like I'm getting a fun experience. And when I tell you, like, you choose your meals once a week, like, you go on for what meals you're going to want, like, the next week. In a world where it's so hard to find joy, like, that moment is so special to go through and be like, what's on the menu? And, like, what do I want? And what might I want next Thursday? And then, like, deciding what you're going to create. There's nothing like it. I'm having cheesy pimento chicken pasta tonight. And if you think I haven't been looking forward to it since the second my eyes opened this morning, you're crazy.
Cheesy pimento pasta.
It's one of my favorites. It's one of my favorite offerings. And then the other thing is, like, you know, if you're an athlete, like, it says all the nutrition facts, so you know you're fueling yourself adequately. You know that you're getting enough protein. And so that makes it, like, just quick and easy for those who are athletes.
I love it. Well, I, you know, I'm not an athlete, but even I love Factor because everyone's an athlete. There's no prep and there's no mess. There's just meals.
It's so easy. And there's just, like, so many options you can choose from. Like, sometimes I throw in extra meals because there's so many ones that look good. But then sometimes I'm like, this is now too many. I won't be able to eat this many. So I almost lament that there's other good ones that I'll have to save for next week. And you could also do kind of like snacks and smoothies if you want to, like, supplement your meals. And so, yeah, it's really fun. It's really actually fun.
Yeah, and wherever tomorrow takes you, you can be ready with pre-prepared, chef-crafted, and dietitian-approved meals delivered right to your door, bitch. And I love, there's 35 different options a week. That's so many opciones.
And what I'll say is, like, and this is what I'll say, and, like, this isn't guaranteed it's going to happen to you, but yesterday when my Factor order delivered, I went to my mailroom and happened to strike up in the mailroom a conversation with a gorgeous British man, and I was getting my Factor box. And, like, if I hadn't been doing Factor, I never would have met that hot British gay guy. I never would have met him. Our paths would have crossed.
Thanks, Factor.
The Factor CEO is going to dance at our wedding. Just kidding. That person's partner. And I, of course, respect their relationship.
So, y'all, don't be crazy. Sign up and save. We've done the math. Factor is less expensive than takeout, and every meal is dietitian approved to be nutritious and delicious. It's the perfect solution if you're looking for fast upscale options done easily.
So head to factormeals.com/seektreatment50 and use code SEEKTREATMENT50 to get 50% off.
That's right, girls. For athletes and non-athletes alike, head to factormeals.com/seektreatment50 and use code SEEKTREATMENT50 to get 50% off.
Factor could be amazing for you, especially if you're in the market for a hot British partnered gay guy.
I love seeing Jenna's apartment.
I know. I want that couch.
I want everything. I love obviously, I was like, I know Aaron's husband, and he is the guys I went to college with.
What shook me to my core was finding out that Aaron was 34 years old.
Pat, when I tell you,
I'm 35 years old.
I know. And you know, we love women and we support them.
Aaron is the grade below me.
Now that is something I wasn't ready for this year.
I know.
Aaron is the junior when I was a freshman.
She's a junior when I'm a senior.
See, that can't be.
I know. It just doesn't add up.
I mean, she's doing very well.
Yeah, of course.
She has, sounds like she's an amazing life.
Yeah. I wish she were in town when I did my catch dinner.
I know. I saw the images.
Yeah.
Who made the cut?
It was...
Were there any women included?
Grace.
Love. But
of course you would have. I actually did invite Sarah as well. But she couldn't make, yeah.
Love.
But she couldn't make
Grace
it.
Grace is the most sweetest special girl.
Yeah.
We got to have her back on.
We have to have her
back
on.
We have a long list of people.
I know. Third time. Had the most wonderful Thanksgiving with her family. Her mom literally is the sweetest woman on the earth.
What are her parents like?
Just so nice.
Love.
And like caring.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds like such a nice Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I can't believe she's from here.
I know.
I really don't understand this place.
I know.
That's okay. That's okay.
And her mom drove me by the OJ house.
Cool.
And I literally made best friends with her mom's oldest sister, Aunt D.
Yeah.
Who was, oh, I don't know if I could say it actually.
Aunts love you.
Aunts do love me.
Everyone loves you.
Not some people. Everyone loves me. No one's in love with me.
That's okay. Not, maybe you don't know that.
Yeah. I've never wanted someone to be in love with me before.
That's crazy. It's all I've ever wanted.
I always only cared, like, I was like, oh, I'll just really work on my career. And then, like, if love happens, it'll happen. And then all of a sudden, now it feels flip-flopped.
Because you got what you wanted. Now you want something new.
Yeah.
I can't wait to read your new essays.
I know. I'm excited for you to read them. I think they're kind
Hashtag
of bangers.
What's essays.
Yeah. I do think they're bangers.
You know, I wrote a script.
Really? You didn't tell me that. Oh, you did. Yes.
Me and Sam wrote a script.
It's done and...
There's a first draft.
It's done and dusted.
No, it's partially done and definitely not dusted.
Yeah.
We wrote a first draft. I think it's getting there. I'm so proud of us.
Yeah. That's amazing.
I know. It was just like, it was the kind of thing where I had like 3 weeks where I wasn't doing anything.
Yeah.
Because now I could never sit down and do it.
I need to write a script again because like, even for development stuff, it's so fun. I mean, now we're giving a talk to college students. You want to make it in screenwriting? Like, I feel like execs are always like, we just send us a few sentences. Like, we would love it if you just send us a few sentences. And then my reps are always like, they respond more if you send them just a few sentences. But then the only time I've ever had any success in development is when I've written a full script.
100 million.
Like, because you send them a few sententences, they're like, I don't get it. You they're need like, what would happen next, though? And it's like, well, then I would have to write the show for you to know that.
You should write your script for me.
I know.
When the book's done. Absolutely.
Do you think that's a TV show or movie? I think that's an idea as a TV show or movie.
Me, the one for me?
Yeah.
I don't remember the specifics of it. I think it should be a movie because that a movie you can make no matter what. A TV, yeah. You have to wait for 40 people.
I know.
Who don't even watch TV.
Yeah.
To tell you if it's good or not.
I know.
So.
And they're always like, can you make us know, like, what the sixth season of this would look like? And I'd be like, well, I'd have to write six seasons of it to kind of find that.
And
but...
like, if you could do this exact, we'd love
like,
this
please
show.
Don't write more than a few sentences.
They're like, we want this exact show, but actually the protagonist has a different personality and it takes place in a different place in a different year.
Yeah.
And something different happens, but we love the show.
Yeah. They're also always doing this thing where it's like, well, actually, I'm not even
going to go into
what they're doing.
What's your favorite fruit?
Lately, a banana.
Yeah.
It's like always a good ad.
It's like Uba. Remember Uba loves bananas?
Yeah.
I loved Uba.
I did really connect with Sai always being hungry. I'm like, it's so real. She's like, I get hungry every 2 hours. I'm like, exactly.
You know what I just saw that was so funny is it was a clip on TikTok of Shailene Woodley being interviewed on the red carpet. And the interviewer's like, I'm so hungry. Are you hungry? And Shailene goes, no. And she goes, I'm so hungry. And she goes, then you should probably eat. And guess who the interviewer is?
Who?
Jamie Lee.
Oh my god, I think I have seen that.
It's so funny.
That is so funny.
Shailene's being so kooky to her.
Our dear friend Jamie.
I know, I love Jamie. It's so funny.
I
saw she's, what was I gonna say? Anyways.
We should have her back on.
I know. Her episode was so incredible.
I know.
It was
you know,
so
she's
real.
My youngest sister's like icon because she loved The Wedding Coach on Netflix.
That is amazing.
I know.
How the hell is your sister?
She's well, Grace or Emily?
Well, I actually meant Grace.
Yeah. Emily is the one who loves The Wedding Coach. Grace is doing well. She's doing field work.
What's that mean?
She went to school for occupational therapy. So now she has to like,
nice.
It's like one of those like majors where then you have to work for free for like 7 years and then like get a job.
I remember, were you with me when I watched her TikTok where she was like naming parts of the body?
No.
She was like, patella.
Oh my God, you watch so many of her TikTok.
Well, she's one of the only people I follow. I follow like 3 people on TikTok because in general, I want to see people I don't know.
I just saw her at the wedding. She's still partnered to Tom, who I really like.
What's he all about?
He is like a special ed teacher. I like think they're in it for the long haul.
Wow. They're so young. How young are they?
I know they are young, but they have the kinds of jobs where you like get married at 24.
Yeah, they're like solid people.
Yeah.
They're not using rollerball crystals.
On their eyes.
They're a pair of friends who have matching rollerball crystals.
Yeah.
Do you have a crush of the week?
Oh, I had one and now it's slipping away into the ether. Do you have one? Oh, mine is Anne Hathaway from last night.
Oh my God.
Mine is Anne Hathaway from last night when we saw Eileen.
Anne Hathaway is she was everything. So good.
Yeah.
Everyone in that movie was amazing.
She's a classic instance of like cream rises to the top. Like people want to hate her, but yeah. She's actually just good and you can't.
You know that's literally me.
Yeah.
People think and people thought. But future tense, bitch.
I'm having a sexual feeling around Mariah from the season of The Challenge because she keeps wearing butterfly clips in her interview looks.
Can I see an image?
Yeah.
I had an audition to play. What was it for? It was like, I think she was supposed to be like Gen Z or something. So I put a butterfly clip in my hair and I was like, I look like the dumbest girl on the earth. But whatever.
I think butterfly clips are so beautiful.
I do too. I do too. Actually.
I think if you're wearing butterfly clips in a black string choker, yeah. I will fucking put a ring on it.
I'm having so much trouble with my hair lately. Because I chopped it for the first time in like, basically, I hadn't had a haircut in 18 months. And then I had a free day in Pittsburgh before my show. And I was like, I guess I should get my hair cut in Pittsburgh. So I went on Google Maps, searched haircut, called the first person that came up. And went to the salon, and this girl cut my hair for $60, which if you know, is a fucking steal. Because in New York, they're going to charge you $250 for that.
Wait, this is Mariah, but like, that's not her wearing butterfly clips.
She's beautiful without the clips.
Yeah. Girl, you don't need the clips.
Girl.
It was never about the clips. These things, they're just plastic.
You know who I didn't know was a reality TV star?
Who?
Theo Vaughn.
Yeah. I'll always remember being...
Is that bad? I'm so attracted to him.
If you think I won't always remember being 15, no. Scratch that, 12. I'm watching Real World Road Rules Challenge Battle of the Sexes 1.
Uh-huh.
And Theo is on the cast. Veronica, all-time legend, is on the cast. And she's kind of scoping out the guys. And uh-huh. She's kind of like... She's a lesbian now, but at the time she was like a sexual straight woman. And she was like
SSW,
and she was watched, and like the challenge, because the challenge was so different then. Like now, it's like jump from one moving truck onto one that's on fire and try to like tackle someone.
That doesn't sound fun.
But it was like use your oil up and use your body to melt an ice cube. That's what it was in like 2002.
Oh, that sounds like way better.
So
that sounds like Love Island Games.
Veronica was watching the boys oil up, and she said to her friend, like, Theo's body is a well-oiled machine.
Oh.
And I remember being like, she's so right.
I don't know what is the, I'm obsessed with him.
Well, I'll say this. You know, I famously did Clusterfest Up Next in 2018. And it's where I got my start. And when I was there, there was like they brought in MTV The Challenge people. And there was like Jenna, Leroy, I'm Cam, stressed. And... someone else. And I obviously went up to them and was like, I'm a huge fan of The Challenge.
Yeah.
And then someone else told me, someone who worked for the festival told me that Theo Vaughn was also there, but not as a challenge person. He was there as a comic. And
right.
And they were like, can we get some like footage of you with the new challengers to whatever? And he was like, I will not associate with the challenge people. I'm above that now.
Wow.
That's what someone who worked for the festival told me.
I'm not surprised. Can I say that? I'm not surprised by that.
Yeah, but...
I fucking love him.
Well, I think that was rude, because I think that what the challenge people do is really cool.
He's so funny and hot to me.
I'm surprised he's funny.
Are you kidding?
He was funny for, like, being
he
on
makes
the real
me
world.
Laugh so much on TikTok.
You know who I would fucking risk it all for to this day?
Whom?
Colin from Hawaii.
I don't know what that is.
Okay. Oh, my God. Have I never told this story on air? Colin, okay, when they were casting Real World 8, Hawaii, they did a casting special where everyone who was being considered for the cast of both that year's Road Rules, which I believe was Semester at Sea, and Real World Hawaii, came to a compound in, like, the Bahamas. and MTV execs were there to decide who's going to be in the house. And they had the rejects, like people who were just missed that cut, be like the interviewers on camera. And this one interviewer was like so funny, he had all these one-liners. And then they go at the end of like the three-part special, we're in the room with the execs and they have all the people's headshots on the table and they're deciding who's going to make it into the real world house. And then one exec goes, I'm about to do something crazy. Takes a picture, posts it on the whiteboard, goes, we build around him. It's Colin, one of the rejects. Everyone loses their mind. Everyone's like, but he's a reject. And then he ended up being the hottest guy in the house. He was so fucking That's hot. Crazy. It was crazy. And he was so funny.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he had a romance with Amaya.
Love. Do you feel hot today?
I do. Anyway, I just unlocked one more memory where the first battle of the season.
Let it flow. Let the memories flow.
Amaya was on it. I'm like, is this okay to say? But like, she was a villain of the challenge of that year of the Reward Rules Challenge. And everyone called, oh no, this isn't Amaya. This was Beth, actually. Beth was, everyone called Beth Osama Beth Laden because she was like so bitchy.
So bitchy. Just like the man himself.
Is that okay to say?
So bitchy.
I didn't say it. They said it on the challenge.
I'm just letting her produce. I just don't know. cut all this. Cut all this. I mean, keep that Bacatus being like, is it okay?
Yeah.
Well, I'm really loving the Spindrift.
I'm loving my Coke Zero. I think it's the best invention of all times. Who's your crush of the week? Theo Vaughn?
Honestly, yeah.
We both said challenger, so mine's twofold.
I just didn't know he was a challenger.
He was a challenger.
I don't know anything about him. I just see him on my TikTok and I laugh.
He was a Road Rules person.
He's a crazy person.
He's
so funny.
I always feel a little less close with Road Rules.
And he's hot
people.
To me. Do you agree? I want to bounce on it. I want to go.
His body was.
So far, the people I've bounced for so far in this new era are Dermot Mulroney and Theo Vaughn. New segment. Who do you bounce for? New segment. Who would you? Yeah, because it's like, who would you want to fuck so bad that you would actually like use the muscles in your legs as opposed to be like, I haven't had sex in a long time.
I had Grindr sex the other day, which was kind of fun. A random guy who lived in Lurie, the worst place someone could live.
Cool.
Like actual hell to the point where I drove to his apartment and I was like. It was literally in such Hollywood.
Was it a nice apartment?
In its way.
I wouldn't want to have sex somewhere not nice.
Well, get this. He worked in casting.
So you basically slept away to the top.
Yeah.
Is that how you're going to book the smile too?
Yeah. And I literally drove there. There's no parking. I'm like, I'm driving home and Ubering back. And I did that.
Driving home and Ubering.
Like, I drove to his apartment. I was like, there's not, it's untenable to park in this area.
That's crazy.
So.
Well, that's why I can't live here.
But I will say, this is like, you know, cover your ears, mom.
Right.
Literally enormous.
Sure.
Cock. And like.
In your ass?
Yeah. Which kind of made me feel like proud.
Me, honestly, in your ass?
Yeah.
How do you get it in?
I was like, this is not going to work. And then it did. And I was
oh my
wow,
God.
I'm amazing.
Did you come?
I was like, well, I came, he didn't, which I don't have any feelings about.
Did you come from?
No. Sure. I jerked.
Sure.
It was good, though.
Why wouldn't you? I haven't come in a long time either.
Yeah.
I wonder when I will.
And then I got trapped in parade traffic on the way home. It was a Christmas parade.
The weirdest
happening.
Part, they were celebrating me. I had to text Brian. I was like, bring condoms to Colorado.
Oh, wow. You guys use condoms.
Well, I had to go off my birth control after my surgery.
Interesting. Oh, I forgot about that aspect of condoms.
Right. For me, it is the main at this point. I have to. Yeah, I can go back on my birth control, but I just don't want to because I'm kind of. I don't know. I should go back on it. It does make sex way worse to have to like stop and put on a condom.
I think it's kind of fun, actually.
It's just like then it's dry. It's, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but to me, I think it's like, I guess because sometimes I'll watch a lot of porn set in the 90s. Like, it's erotic to me.
Yeah, it's just so hot when like it also all
makes
sudden
me think of
sex.
You know what it makes me think of?
When all of a sudden.
you know what it makes me think of?
What?
The scene in Love and Basketball where she loses her virginity.
I haven't seen that.
It's the best movie that was ever made.
I need to watch it.
It's literally the best movie that's ever been made.
When are we doing gays and their girls basketball tournament?
I know.
Now that we're with our new home, we can make it happen. They literally have access to a basketball court, they said.
Oh my God.
Remember that? It's in this backyard. I'm freaking out. Okay, so what time of year are we back? Maybe in the spring.
Do you feel hot today?
No.
You don't.
I haven't felt hot in a really long time.
I think I do feel hot today, even though usually I don't feel hot on Wednesdays.
I can't place it. It's just like...
I can't sleep for more than 5 hours to save my life, by the way.
Oh, I slept 5 hours last night. You know, this is literally my weekly sleep pattern. 2 hours, 12 hours, 5, 5, 7.
seven.
Do you feel hot today?
I didn't mean it like that. I feel hot, even though I typically don't feel hot on Wednesdays.
Oh my God, my C is here.
Your car? You ordered already?
I'm obsessed with pre-ordering Ubers.
Wow.
I pre-order constantly.
Wow, I don't.
I love to pre. Because sometimes you'll be in an apartment in LA, they'll say 13 minutes. I go, yeah. I don't have that.
LA is hard.
Now let's wrap it up. Are you mad at me?
No, you're mad at me.
Never.
Okay.
Hey, Seek Treatment is a production of HeadGum Studios. Our associate producer is Ali Khan. Our producer is Tevi Kani. Our executive producer is Emma Foley. The show is edited, mixed, and mastered by Rochelle Chen. The show art is created by Carly Jean Andrews.
Subscribe and check out new episodes on YouTube or your favorite podcast app. Rate and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Love.
Love.
With Kat and Pat.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.